Welcome back to Side 2 of the DX Audio Service for May 1995. I'm Phil Wayne. Before we get into Market Scope, here's Bruce Conti with the International DX Digest.
I'm Bruce Conti, and this is the International DX Audio Service Report. You're listening to the music of Morocco's Radio Medioun. We'll have more from Morocco in just a bit, but first, these highlights from Jim Renfrew's International DX Digest, which appears in the National Radio Club's DX News magazine. First, Jack Woods checks in with these Pacific Coast loggings, beginning with Japan on 774 kHz, station JOUB, Akita, was heard on February 6 at 1342 UTC, fare too good with an English language lesson. Japan was also logged on 1287 kHz, February 15 at 1528 UTC. JOHR Sapporo, a commercial station, good with a man in fast Japanese talk. And Jack reports hearing South Korea on February 15 at 1524 UTC, station HLAZ, 1566 kHz, fare too good with a man in Korean sounding like a sermon. Jack Woods DXs from Waldport, Oregon with the low 225 Europa and ALN1 outdoor untuned loop. Don Moore of Davenport, Iowa, reports that La Voz de las Islas from San Andres is back with its 2200 kHz harmonic of 1100 kHz. Don says, I hadn't heard them since mid-December. Heard several days and mornings now. Evenings seem to consist of light pop music, and the one night I heard a sign-off, it was early at 0203 UTC with the Colombian anthem. In the mornings, they sign on at 1100 UTC with the ID before the anthem, then into evangelical programming. Rich McVicker of HCJB Ecuador tells me that he's heard this in the mornings in Quito. Signals are not quite as strong as back in December, but still plenty good enough for an ID during the morning slot. San Andres Island is a Colombian island off the Gulf Coast of Central America. The frequency, once again, is 2200 kHz, which is a harmonic of 1100 kHz, and the station is La Voz de las Islas from San Andres. Now to the East Coast, beginning with Mark Connolly of Massachusetts, who reports hearing Hausweiler Germany on 1422 kHz, March 5 at 0227 UTC, with classical piano music, poor to fare with fast erotic fades. Something else was also heard underneath, possibly Algeria. On 1521 kHz, Dubai, Saudi Arabia was heard with Quranic vocals on March 5th at 0302 UTC, by far the strongest medium wave signal coming across the Atlantic. And on 1530 kHz, the Voice of America relay station from Sao Tome and Principe was heard at 0358 UTC on March 6th with the closing of the VOA special English program, This is America, slicing through WSAI Cincinnati, parallel 7405 shortwave. Mark Connolly has quite the setup DXing from Billerica, Massachusetts, with the Drake R8, two noise-reduced 37-meter slopers, a 50-meter horizontal loop for floating ground, and the antennas phased with a DL2 proto-phasing unit into an MWT3 regenerative tuner. and the Germany and Saudi Arabia loggings were heard while in Harwich, Massachusetts on Cape Cod using the Sony ICF-2010 with filter mods and the RTL-2 remotely tuned loop with the MWT-3. Finally, this note from my DX shack here in Nashua, New Hampshire. Croatia's Hrvatska Radio is being heard on 1134 kilohertz, last heard on March 10 at 0340 UTC, fair with light rock and traditional vocals. A Hrvatska ID was heard at 0400 UTC. Programming was parallel 5895 and 7370 kilohertz shortwave. Otherwise, Spain's COPE network stations usually dominate 1134 kilohertz. This was heard with the low 225 Europa, a 30-meter long wire and 30-meter east sloper into an MWDX5 phasing unit here in Nashua, New Hampshire. And now, as promised, more from Morocco's Radio Medioun on 1044 kilohertz. Broadcasts are usually French language with a mix of French and Arabic music. Listen now for the Medioun jingle. You heard the Medioun jingle in there. Now we'll fast forward for a little bit of talk in French and an ID in French.
Avec la copie
And as they go into some French pop music, that'll do it this time around. Until next time, 73s and good DX. I'm Bruce Conti for the International DX Audio Service.
Well, thank you, Bruce, for that very interesting report. This is Phil Wayne. We've got Market Scope for May 1995. This month, we're going to do something a little bit different because Fred Vobey was out at the National Association of Broadcasters Convention out in Las Vegas, Nevada. And, Fred, did you behave yourself this year?
Well, I tried to. However, I was my usual air check freak self.
Oh, okay. In other words, it sounds then that you are going to be allowed to go back next year, right?
Absolutely, with armed guards.
Okay. Well, anyway, Fred happened to catch some interesting information on a new station out there in Las Vegas. It's KUSA 1660 kilohertz with 10,000 watts of power. Broadcasting in analog, and was that digital as well, Fred?
Yeah, it's the new in-band digital system.
Ode to my family. The Cranberries spending the second week at number 33 on the countdown. R.E.M. had number 34 with Bang and Blame. And at number 32, they describe themselves as four farm boys from Pennsylvania. They are live.
Listening to USA Digital Radio's in-band on-channel DAB with CCS Music Cam. CCS Music Cam gives digital radio the highest sound quality available. It's the first and only enhancement to MPEG-2 and was confirmed by independent listening tests to sound better than MPEG Layer 2 or Layer 3. Ride the USA Digital bus here at the Convention Center for a mobile demonstration of this groundbreaking technology. Hear MusicCam in action. Then visit CCS at booth 3813 to find out how MusicCam can make your digital audio delivery system sound the best.
Originating from the Radio Hall at the NAB 95 Convention. This is Rick Dees on All Digital, KUSA, 1660, Las Vegas. Look at this. I have found it for you. The most expensive dating places in the world. Let's say you get dinner for two and drinks, maybe not even alcoholic drinks, but let's say you get a glass of wine if you're old enough. What would be the cost of various cities around the world? So let's say drinks and the equivalent of a glass of wine, even if it's a non-alcoholic beverage. In Paris, number five on the list. The average cost is 352 francs. That's $70.90 in U.S. dollars. Dinner for two in New York City is at number four on the list. It'll run you about $80. The price in Hong Kong is approximately 683 Hong Kong dollars. That's about $90 in U.S. currency. Number two most expensive, Copenhagen. Plan on spending about 538 krona, or about 95 U.S. dollars. And the most expensive city for dating in the world, as far as we can tell right now, welcome to Tokyo, Japan. Dinner for two will cost you 13,821 yen, or about 155 U.S. dollars. Now, wait a minute. But you have a great time. The service is wonderful. Back to something that won't cost you a penny. Rick Dees here looking at this week's celebrity birthdays. Let's see, Celine Dion, 27 this weekend. Happy birthday, Celine. 34, Eddie Murphy. There you go, Ed. Alec, I Get to Sleep with Kim Basinger Baldwin, is 37. And if you're having your birthday this weekend, what was the number one song on the day you were born? For example, anybody having a birthday 32 this weekend on the countdown? Do you know somebody who's 32? 1963, the day you were born, this was number one.
He's so fine.
Chiffons. How about any 22-year-olds listening? Number one on your birthday in 1973. The Love Train, the OJs. 12-year-olds, this is your weekend, 1983. Steve Perry on lead vocals for Journey and Separate Ways. Anybody two listening to the countdown? 2 years ago, this was number one. Some real nice ladies. Unfortunately, that's a medley of their hit so far, Boy Crazy. And that's what love can do. That's what music can do. You got to watch out. It's tough to put together a string of hits. I got a string for you going all the way to number one. Stay right here. And of course, we're going to go live in the face on the D's Hotline with Madonna.
USA Digital would like to thank Chip Morgan for their support of this year's DAB demonstration. You're here because you care about how your station sounds. CMBE is here to help you make sense of all the choices in the new digital world. Call us right now or anytime at 800-801-CMBE to find out how you can sound like $1 million and save a pretty penny. We're giving show tours on the NAB floor every show day this week, and you're invited. Call 800-801-CMBE now. CMBE architects and engineers are passionate about design and improvement of radio stations. CMBE technical consultants can help you maintain FCC compliance. CMBE SWAT teams use special weapons and tactics to maximize quality and coverage. Call our hotline, 800-801-CMBE. CMBE. Mad passionate radio for the 21st century. 800-801-2623.
Hi, this is Rick Dees, and that was the sound of a timpani for no reason at all. And you're listening to the weekly Top 40 on 1660 All Digital KUSA, Las Vegas. Well, look who just came by the countdown. A special surprise, boys to men. Yes. And if the boys will help me get into your latest to number 29, just let me prod you a bit here. Go ahead.
One, two, three.
Hi, we're Boys to Men.
You're listening to the Rick Dees Weekly Top 40.
No one approved, baby Paul. No worries.
Yeah, whatever that means. Thank you. It's Boys to Men at number 29.
I like this. Oh!
Baby Paul! Baby Paul!
I like this.
Cause even though times got rough, you never turned away. You were right there. The way you were right there. And I thank you. Thank you.
Boys to Men, flying ahead 7 to number 29 on the countdown. Thank you. Number 28 from the guy who was on the cover of Guitar Magazine this month. Eddie Van Halen just can't stop loving you.
K-U-S-A.
K-U-S-A, Las Vegas. USA Digital Radio.
Oh, a lot of calls coming in for that. The Chords make it, they tell me. Eddie Van Halen, of course, on that great guitar work. Can't Stop Loving You goes up 6 for Van Halen to number 28. Here's number 27. Number 1 on the dance floors in Miami at a place called Kremlin. Also Amnesia in Maui right now at McKenna. Shirley and Don and Howard and Hardy Erdman love this song. Everlasting Love. She's Gloria Fajardo, and she's now Gloria Estefan, maiden name Gloria Fajardo, from Cuba with that hot little alto voice. Miami Sound Machine from 1974 to Gloria Estefan's Everlasting Love in 1995. 2 weeks at number 27 on the countdown. One of our spies has burrowed deep into the music industry. We must protect his identity, so let's just call him Q. The Q Dog has been snooping around right now. He's on the West Coast. Where are you now, Q?
Chatsworth, California, in the lobby of Giant Records. I got some major scoop on Jade.
Ooh. Three beautiful ladies coming up next on the countdown. What is the scoop, as you call it?
There is no more Jade.
Wait a minute. They couldn't have broken up. They're so hot right now. Wait a minute. Q, how did you find this out?
I came down to find out about Jade's new single, but there will not be another single. I'm going to have to get on this story for you, Rick. But there is no more Jade. What a massive hit to Giant Records. They were Giant's biggest selling act.
Ouch. I mean, that's going to hurt the executives at Giant. And I don't know what to do about this other than try to tell them to get back together quick. Keep digging the D's, sleaze, Q Dog. I appreciate it.
I'm close to the action. I'm going to find out what's going on, Rick. First, okay. For the weekly Top 40.
Yes, my man. Thank you so much. Jade breaking up? That makes their next song their swan song. Coming up on the countdown.
This is Rick Dees, and you're listening to the very first ever stereo AM digital audio broadcast. KUSA, Las Vegas.
USA Digital would like to thank Harris for their support of this year's DAV demonstration. Harris salespeople and engineers are knowledgeable in digital television techniques, from video and audio compression to complex modulation systems. We will also be happy to discuss solid-state transmitters in UHF and VHF, plus two types of high-power UHF tube power amplifiers. Come talk to us in booth 16001 in the television hall. Harris, we know about television.
Hi, this is Rick Dees, broadcasting from the Harris Allied All-Digital Studio on the floor of the radio hall of the Las Vegas Convention Center. Feels great to be here.
It's all because of you, I'm feeling sad and blue.
USA Digital would like to thank Audiometrics for their support of this year's DAB demonstration. Radio's most popular professional compact disc cartridge machine is now Orange Book standard. This means that your custom-cut compact discs can be played by the CD-10E. The CD-10E is the same heavyweight player you've come to rely on to take compact discs direct to the air. The CD-10E features cartridge auto-lock, programmable end-of-message indicator, instant start with music, and true broadcast standard construction and serviceability. You'll find the CD-10E a friendly, likable programming tool. Now with Orange Book capability, the CD-10E, available for show and tell in booth 16001 in the TV hall and booth 3615 in the radio hall.
Rick Dees, and you're listening to the very first ever stereo AM digital audio broadcast, KUSA, Las Vegas. Hi, this is Rick Dees of the Weekly Top 40 Countdown, heard all over the world, and right now, you're listening to KUSA, Las Vegas, 1660 Digital. Rick Dees here, and it is true, one of the biggest superstars in the world will be live on the Dees hotline in the countdown. Is it Madonna? Or is it Madonna? Or is it Madonna? Yes! It's Madonna! Not only Madonna, we got a brand new number one song this week. How does she feel about that? How does she feel about the new love in her life? All face-to-face with Madonna coming up on the countdown. Win this weekend, too. A brand new 25-disc CD player. Take the countdown challenge. I bet you can win it. Right now, let's get into the hits. Another female artist on the countdown's sure shot this weekend. Desiree is back right in your face, and this time she feels so high.
Show me your company. Come and tell me who you be.
That's Market Scope for May 1995. Hope you've enjoyed KUSA Radio. If you would like more information or want to drop them a QSL, you can reach them at USA Digital Radio, 332 South Michigan Avenue, Suite 605. That's in Chicago, Illinois, 60604. Or give them a buzz at area code 312-987-4449. And now, with historical moments in radio, straight out of the tub, with his clothes on, thank goodness, here's John Bowker.
Historical moments in radio, stories tracing the exciting development of broadcasting that make this such a great hobby. And today we're going to focus our attention on Sunday, October 9, 1921. That's the day that the concept of broadcasting regular radio programs was initiated. That was the day that a newspaper in Newark known as the Sunday Call began its broadcasting plan. A year or two after that, the Newark Sunday Call wrote the following editorial. Although much propaganda has been circulated in favor of two other cities, Newark is entitled to full credit for having started the broadcasting boom that began in the fall of 1921 and from this city spread throughout the world. The Sunday Call's broadcasting plan was put into operation in Newark in October 1921 with a play-by-play story of the World Series. This was the first time in history that the World Series had been broadcast. Following this, the Sunday call sent out from WJZ, a radio station here in Newark licensed the previous June, a detailed description of each play in all the principal college football games played in the East. This is the first time in history of radio that a big college football game was described play by play. With the first of these broadcasts, the Sunday call originated the idea of telling a children's story by radio, and the Man in the Moon yarns, which were widely known, resulted. Here again, the Sunday call was the pioneer. These features were supplemented by musical programs, talks, lectures, and church services. These were the features to be found in the air over Newark. Of great importance in its effect upon the success of broadcasting as the national indoor sport was the radio section of the Sunday Call newspaper, the first of its kind in the United States. This section became a part of the Sunday Call on October 9, 1921, and has developed into one of this newspaper's institutions. It was alone in the field for several months, after which the Metropolitan Dailies, the Globe, the Mail, the Tribune, the World, the Journal, and the Times took up radio in their columns. Newspapers in other cities fell into line, and now there's hardly a newspaper in the country that does not supply radio information to its readers. Now, as far back as 1908, radio broadcasting was known in Newark, and Newark was known as the center of radio telephony experiments. In that year, A. Frederick Collins, in the course of his research on the oscillating arc as a means of generating high-frequency waves, sent out experimental concerts from his station on Clinton Street here in Newark. By means of his system, Collins talked from Newark to Philadelphia. These broadcasts, however, were spasmodic and known only to a comparatively few people. But shortly after this, Dr. Lee DeForest, inventor of the three-element tube, came to Newark, establishing his laboratory on Boyden Place, where the single steel tower, 125 feet high, supporting his antenna, was visible from the windows of Lackawanna trains and many other points in the city. DeForest conducted a number of experimental broadcasts in 1909 and 1910. Amateur wireless operators of those days were his only audience, and they recall how poor was the quality compared with that of WEAF today. In the fall of 1919, radio phone broadcasting experiments were conducted from the Western Electric Station 2XJ at Deal, New Jersey, and later radio phone communication between 2XJ and 2XB in New York City, another Western Electric station, were initiated. A little over a year later, the Westinghouse Company began experiments with a station in Pittsburgh known as KDKA, from which their first church services were sent out. And so there you have it. That's the end of the editorial. The other two cities mentioned were, of course, Pittsburgh and Detroit. Now, without any doubt, both KDKA and the Detroit news station, 8MK as it was known at that time, broadcast the election returns in November of 1920. But neither station then carried on with any regular programs. 8MK, by the way, became WWJ, but its official license as a broadcast station wasn't issued until a week after WJZ began its regular daily programs in October on the 9th in 1921. So maybe WJZ did elevate broadcasting to the national indoor sport. You decide. And for Historical Moments in Radio, this is John Bowker.
Thanks, John. Now here's the musings.
Greetings, audio service members. Marty Rimpaugh here. And we have a new AM stereo station here on the 22nd of March. The Boss of the Bay, AM 1310, KDIA. I just heard them promoting AM stereo today, and so now I have a tape running.
Greetings, DX Audio Service members. Mitch Pomerantz calling from Los Angeles. It's Thursday evening, May 23rd, and it's about 5 minutes after 10 in the evening. And tuning around on my Grundig Yacht Boy 4000, I am finding something rather interesting on 1660. It appears to be a test of some kind. They are running a 45-minute tape loop of rock and roll and other eclectic music. No ID, no indication of what it is, other than the signal is very strong. It sounds fairly local. This is the first time I've heard this particular signal, but no other indication what it is. The only programming or the only station out of L.A. that might be switching to above 1610 would not be playing rock and roll. If anybody knows what it is, I'd be interested in finding out. Thanks very much. So long.
Yes, good evening, afternoon, Fred, and all DX Audio Service subscribers. Paul Burkhart from Watertown, Massachusetts. There is a radio that some of you might be interested in that is working, that works fine on AM and FM as well, and also with a cassette. That is the Radio Shack CTR-91. For anyone that is interested, call your Radio Shack store for further details.
Hello, this is Ray Rokita from Lansing, Michigan. Here's an update on radio station changes. We lost our third country music station. Actually, we had three of them, but WILS changed from country music to rock. Now it's called Z1017. This is effective as of March 20th. So we had country music on three stations for 19 days. Short history. Thanks, Fred. Bye.
Good morning, Fred and John and everyone. This is Lucille Burkhart calling from Watertown. I would like to commend you very much for the wonderful telephone line quality on the Musings from Members column. Keep up the great work, and happy 10th anniversary to everybody, and may the DX Audio Service thrive for a long time to come. Thank you very much.
This is Tim Hendel in Miami. Regarding Jim Snowbarger's column, it was my impression that the purpose of Jim Snowbarger's column was to feature band scans during the day that would reflect the local reception that you had in any given place. That's why I already sent in two band scans, Miami and South Dakota. And personally, I prefer the daytime band scans. They'd give you a feel for what you'd pick up on your radio if you were there. So I vote for keeping the daytime ones.
Hi there, this is Mike Dukin calling from northwestern Wisconsin on the Lacouture Ojibwe Reservation, calling on Tuesday morning, April 4th at 1:43 in the morning. And I'd like to report that reliable sources do tell me that WXOL in Oshkosh, Wisconsin on 690 indeed is back on the air under the new call of WVCY. They are a Christian format on a satellite service. I guess they don't have all the bugs worked out of it already. They get the ID from another station in Inglewood. I don't know what state that's in. But when they do identify locally, they refer to themselves as Christian Radio.
Hi, this is Mike Lance from Miami Beach, Florida. Well, last night I had a real treat that I tuned on my radio on 1660 and picked up the Las Vegas radio station, the Las Vegas digital radio station. They came in pretty good, and they were playing things like Take Five by Dave Brubeck, What a Fool Believes by the Doobie Brothers, and many other selections. Well, that's it from here. One more quick thing. WMBM has changed its format. They're at 1490, and they have gone back to gospel programming. And they dropped their call letters, WSBH, and their famous World of Talk logo.
Hi, Fred, and all DX Audio Service members. This is Don Breda from Holbrook, Massachusetts, WA2IWC. I'd like to report a DX logging on about 4:30 to 5 o'clock a.m. on April 12th using a Drake R8 and a Jerry Thomas active loop. I heard KUSA on 1660 kilocycles here in Massachusetts with a fairly decent signal, playing some music by Todd Rundgren, Carole King, Madonna, and doing several advertisements for the CD10E CD player and advertising DAB in general.
This is Doug Hunsinger in Pittsburgh, PA. Spent the weekend of April the 8th through the 10th down in the Tidewater, Virginia area, and noticed 1600 WJQI in Chesapeake, Virginia was silent. I don't know if this was long-term or short-term, but they were not on the air. 1550 WVAB in Virginia Beach is on with a CNN news format. As far as I can tell, they're sunrise to sunset. If they're on sunset power, I can't get them in Newport News. And also, an old call letter returns to the FM dial. 96.5 in Williamsburg, Richmond, drops its oldies format, replacing it with 70s.
Yeah, I was just wondering what other people feel about the coverage of the O.J. Simpson trial. Not about the trial itself, but about the way it's being covered. I noticed here in Chicago on both WMAQ and WLSFM, which is now covering it, that it's very sloppy. In other words, they'll run 10 or 15 minutes of a trial, and whether or not there's actually a break or not, sometimes they just cut away and run a bunch of commercials, and then they'll just drop back in right in the middle of testimony, and they don't even wait, you know, sometimes for the network to break. They just cut it off and go into a bunch of spots, and they even have tapes of Bettina Gregory saying, you know, I'm on WLSFM and all this stuff. But it's, I wish almost something could be done about that, because it's very poor, and I'm going to mention it to some people at a job fair coming up, I think, on Monday.
Hello, this is Ted Chittenden from Phoenix, Arizona. I am a new member, and I do have a quick muse. 103.9 KBZR out of Coolidge. It is my understanding the station is to be moved to Apache Junction, the license, and it is to go 50,000 watts, although when either of these moves are to take place, I do not know yet.
Now here's our second installment of Bruce Conti's International Domestic DX Digest.
Radio 5, todo noticias.
Información permanente.
I'm Bruce Conti, and this is the International DX Audio Service Report.
Es medianoche, 11 de la noche en Canarias.
Radio Nacional de España. Informativos.
This month's report begins with a couple of opposing views on Trans-Pacific DX conditions as Harry Helms checks in from San Diego with the logging of Asiatic Russia on 1476 kilohertz. Vladivostok heard March 9 at 1312 UTC with alternating male and female announcers and musical interludes in between in an unidentified language that didn't seem to be Russian. A good signal, but muddy modulation. Harry goes on to say, TPs are back and so am I. This morning was a great example of how selective Trans-Pacific openings are in frequency and geography. Most Trans-Pacific channels between 1476 and 1566 had carriers, but there was nothing on other channels, including usual powerhouses like Japan on 774 kHz or the North Korean jammer on 1053 kHz, and no traces of Australia or New Zealand either. Harry seems to remember that Trans-Pacific openings weren't always quite as focused. Harry Helms, DX is from San Diego with the Drake R8 and 2-foot San Serino loop. Ray Moore of Florida says, this is one of the worst Trans-Pacific seasons I've seen in recent years. Since the 1st of March, at the supposed height of the season, there's been almost nothing audible, not even weak carriers most mornings. Last year, by mid-March, conditions had picked up with 10 to 20 carriers some mornings. Ray has been logging an unidentified station on 1575 kilohertz and is becoming convinced that it's Thailand coming in over the pole, based on time of reception, around 1120 UTC. Ray Moore DXs from Key Largo, Florida, using a home-built receiver and Model 305 loop. Transatlantic DX continues to be good. Croatia's Hrvatska Radio on 1134 kilohertz has been a good performer. Ben Dangerfield reports that Croatia has been quite strong lately, usually atop any stations from Spain. According to Ben, a good way to ID this one is by checking for their 1125 kilohertz parallel. Ben Dangerfield is in Wallingford, Pennsylvania, DXing with an HQ180 and Kiwa Loop. Mark Connolly is also here in Croatia on 1134, logged on March 23rd at 1313 UTC, with Slavic folk-style vocals parallel 5895 shortwave. Mark is DXing out of Billerica, Massachusetts, with the Drake R8, two 37-meter slopers, floating ground, an MWDX5 phasing unit, and MWT3 regenerative tuner. Hrvatska Radio is also making it here in Nashua, New Hampshire, with parallels heard at 5895 and 7370 kilohertz shortwave. So this one should be a good transatlantic target. The frequency is 1134 kilohertz, and the station is Hrvatska Radio from Croatia. Another good transatlantic target is Radio Medioun from Morocco on 1044 kHz. Their usual format consists of announcements in French and a mix of French pop and Arabic music. We're listening now to Radio Medioun as it's heard in Nashua, New Hampshire. Now listen carefully for the Medioun jingle. That's Radio Medioun on 1044 kilohertz from Morocco. One more transatlantic tip, this one from Jean Burnell of Newfoundland, who is hearing the Voice of America relay from Kuwait on 1548 kilohertz, last logged on March 26 at 0215 UTC with VOA News in English. Jean says it's the strongest ever and should now be audible in the Northeast U.S. and Eastern Canada. That's Kuwait, Voice of America relay on 1548 kilohertz. Jean logged this one while DXing from Middle Cove, just 10 minutes north of St. John's, Newfoundland, with the ICOM R71A and a 600-foot wire aimed at Northern Europe.
What's the matter, people? Solidarity. Solidarity.
Jamaica's JBC Radio 1 network stations are being heard on several frequencies. The Manitoba D-Expedition team of Sean Axelrod, Wayne McRae, and Lorne Chestnut log Jamaica's Radio 1 on 560, 620, 700, and 750 kilohertz on March 12 around 0330 UTC. That's the JBC Radio Wonderful jingle as heard here in Nashua, New Hampshire. From Jamaica, JBC Radio 1, your best bets for reception in the eastern half of North America would be on 700 and 750 kilohertz, usually between local sunset and midnight, or when auroral conditions exist. One more tip for those looking to increase their country count. Listen for the San Andres Island Harmonic on 2200 kilohertz, which has been making it into the northeastern U.S. lately. San Andres Island belongs to Colombia and is located off the Gulf Coast of Central America. Although it is a Colombian island, it is considered a separate country for those who keep a country count. That's San Andres on 2200 kilohertz. The station is called La Voz de las Islas, and sign-off is usually at 0200 UTC. And that's the International DX Audio Service Report for this month. If you would like to contribute loggings or audio tapes of your International DX, the address is 46 Ridgefield Drive. Ridgefield is one word, R-I-D-G-E-F-I-E-L-D, 46 Ridgefield Drive, Nashua, N-A-S-H-U-A, New Hampshire. Zip plus 4 is 03062-1174. I'm Bruce Conti for the International DX Audio Service.
That's all we have on this edition of the DX Audio Service. We'll see you in 30 days with more DX stuff. 73's in Good DX.